from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. We bless the name of the Lord for another opportunity of seeing today. It has never been by might, it's not by power, but by His grace. We celebrate the Most High God. We give thanks to Yahweh for His faithfulness upon our life. If God has been marking iniquity, none of us will be alive today. But because of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary, the blood is saying Abba Father on our behalf. So Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We thank you for your protection, for your provision. We thank you for being there for us. We thank you for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We thank you, O Lord, for sustaining us. We thank you for your mercy that prevail, going out ahead of us as the Alpha and leading us back as the Omega. Father, we return all glory to you. Thank you for your plans for our life. Thank you, O Lord, for strengthening us to see today. We thank you for the supernatural favor, the air, the sun, the moon, and everything that we are doing is on the ground. Blessed be thy name, Lord. We thank you for seeing us through the rigors and pains of the night. Blessed be thy name. Father, today we give you praise on behalf of those that are celebrating their birthday. And I say, happy birthday. You witness many more years. You increase in strength, knowledge, and better understanding in Jesus' name. For those that are marking one anniversary or the other, I rejoice with you. I celebrate you too. Whatever anniversary you are celebrating today, the power and the grace of God will give you more anniversaries in Jesus' mighty name. That is done and settled. Let's move into today's world. We are still talking about supernatural favor. God has been faithful in everything. God has been faithful in all ways. He has been faithful. Brethren, when you look at what the Lord has been doing, His faithfulness endures forever. One of the things the Lord has been doing in our life will be seen in the book of Colossians chapter 1 verse 27. Colossians chapter 1 verse 27. It reads, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. We always quoted the later part of it, that is, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in me, the hope of glory. But the Lord said, to whom, the word of the Lord, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. Are you one of the people that the Lord is talking to today? God wanted His people to know how very great this secret is. Every day we are in the presence of God, studying the word, meditating in the word, and being in His presence, praying, and being in the temple among the congregation. What do you think we are trying to do? We are trying to see the great secret, the mysteries of God, so that we have a prosperous life. Some people rely on their power. They have made God their spare tire. They concentrated so much on the things of the world. And God wanted us to know the very secrets of His riches. It is very, very good. And it will help people from all countries, from all over the world, very, very much, if we can dwell in the presence of the Most High God. If we can abide in His words. If we can abide in His doing. If we can abide with His principles. This secret is that Christ is in us. That's the favor there. The day you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are entangled. It's like you inserting your ATM card into the ATM machine. You cannot see the physical cash, but you are 100% sure that the ATM you carry brings forth money. So Christ has been in us. Christ in us is because we are hopeful in God. It's because we rely on Him. It's because we are trusting God for some certain good things. It's because we are double sure that we will live with God because He has deposited His Son in us. You accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? That wonderful name, has it been working with you? If it has been working with you, don't leave that name. Dwell in it and let Him dwell in you. Let it be that you create a very beautiful place for Him, a very precious place that is in you, in your heart. Brethren, looking into the world today, many people don't cherish the favor that the Lord has given unto us. They abuse it. Just ask yourself, no Hamlet, no sham, nothing. You are just holding on to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You appreciate that name. You are walking by it. You pray. Anytime you pray, whatever position you find yourself, lying down, kneeling down, standing up, walking, eating, whatever. Just simple, very, very simple prayer. And you'll see things turning around. Looking into the book of Revelation chapter 4 verse 11. Revelation 4 verse 11. Say, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. You remember that song? Most of us, we don't know that most of the song, or all the song we are singing, are prophetic. You remember that song? Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Yes, that is to remind you. Everything was being created before you were made. He created everything for the usage of mankind, for mankind to dwell in safety, in prosperity, in good health, in honor and faith. God has been powerful. Every one of us should recognize that the power belongs to God. God is an authority. Authority on his own. He made all things. Whatever you are trusting God for, he made them for you. Brethren, what are you doing? Let us rely on God. He is our God. He made everything. Whatever you are running after or you are turning to be your God, God created them for you. Is it money? Your business? Your phone? Your wife? Your husband? What is it that you? God made you to enjoy all those things. He made those things for you so that you can be in control. But you can't have them except you give yourself to God. There must be a power. That power is what we are talking about today. Supernatural. The Lord of hosts will continually be with us. Accept him and all shall be yours. The power and the grace of God will move us forward in Jesus' mighty name. Brethren, I'll be coming your way again tomorrow. I'll be stopping here. But before I round up, let me just put it to you. The work is going on. Let's come together. Sow your seed toward that project and it shall be well with you. We thank those that are doing so. The mighty hand of the Lord bless you more and more. Your account will not run dry. Like I used to say, seed belongs to man. Fruitfulness belongs to God. You shall be fruitful in Jesus' mighty name. Till tomorrow when I'll be coming your way, I say enjoy the blessing of the Lord. It is well with you. Victory is ours. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name, Alabi Femi. Bank, First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 380 214 02 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.